realize what a fool you are? But you got it coming. You have any idea how dumb you reveal yourself? That isn't gonna feel so fine.
Maybe we didn't talk about that.
Maybe not the starting start.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into this shit.
Okay. All right. Welcome to Brutal View. Episode
Brutal 77. View.
We're 77. Back. It's cold.
It's cold as mother. Dude.
Oh. That.
Damn it.
We tried not to cuss for the first minute in order to get. I looked at you like,
10
dude,
seconds?
What the.
Maybe I'll blank that specific one out.
Okay.
And we'll just see how far we go from here.
Jesus Christ. It's cold AF.
It's cold AF.
Cold as mother.
Yeah.
Outside.
Yeah.
Because we live in New England.
Right.
But we're back.
Dude, this
week we're suffering.
Had some like the single digit mornings.
Yeah, dude.
That was intense. Yeah.
Rough.
Do you have good heat at your apartment?
No.
No?
No.
That sucks.
Really bad heat.
I actually have great heat here, but the draft in the windows is so bad that since my bed is up against my windows, I can feel the wind every morning.
Move your bed, dude.
I thought about it, but I kind of like the setup in there.
Plastic the windows. You ever do plastic on your windows?
Jake said the same thing. No, yeah. I don't know. I haven't.
I did that growing up, dude. They help.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, my windows are trash in my apartment, but I only have like 5 windows, and they're all in the living room and kitchen. So
yeah.
I have a tiny one in my bedroom. It's not that big of a deal. Yeah. But my heat is really, really bad. I'll lay in bed. And it's really – because I play this game every night, dude. I get in bed with a sweatshirt, socks, shirt.
Right.
Like maybe even a beanie.
Yep.
And like as like over the course of 30 minutes, I'll strip.
Yeah.
Socks go first.
I do the
pants.
Same thing.
Yeah. No. Shirt goes first, socks, pants.
Yep.
Beanie. And then eventually I'm just laying there in my underwear.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do actually get pretty close to my underwear. I feel like in the colder – like. Weather, I usually sleep with like a t-shirt and underwear or maybe sweats on type of thing. But no, I do the same shit.
T-shirt bothers me when I sleep.
Yeah.
I'd rather not wear a t-shirt.
Do you just get like hot?
Oh, I get hot.
I sweat. Yeah.
Hard. So I made this realization recently because I've been sleeping and wake up in the middle of the night to piss because I'm getting older and I'm a man. And that's just the way it goes.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But dude, I wake up hot as fuck.
Yeah.
Sweating. I actually keep a towel near my bed. Tiny hand towel.
Really?
I wake up, dude, and I go, ugh, and I dry myself, my chest, bro, drenched. Flip my pillow, back to bed, bro.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That actually doesn't sound that healthy, now that you say it that way.
I'm fat.
It's still
Thanks for noticing. Thanks for pointing it out.
And okay, is that what happens if you...
Yeah.
If I ask any fat person, they'll pretty much be... Well,
I mean, if
any comfortable fat person...
Well, I'm a sweaty guy.
Yeah.
Even when I'm skinny, I'm sweaty.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm just a naturally sweaty guy. My pits are always
same. I'm sweating right now.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I shave mine during the summer.
Yeah?
I shave my pits because it keeps the sweat low.
Better when you fight, too. I don't know if that's true. That's definitely.
Yeah.
You know what? Why haven't you invited me to your apartment yet? I'm a little offended.
There's not much to see.
Yeah.
I got a bedroom, I got a kitchen, I got a TV, and a computer.
We should pot there. One camera.
The lighting is so bad.
Yeah. Why not?
All right. It's not good.
No.
No.
It's that bad.
I mean, I haven't invited anybody to my apartment.
Really?
Yeah. The only person I had there was Nick, and that's because he was staying here and obligatory. He was just staying at my place.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm going to be honest. My last apartment was way nicer. You were at my last apartment, right?
No.
No, yeah. You were never there.
I don't think so.
Dude,
no.
And I was 5 minutes down the road.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me you were living over here. Yeah.
And no, dude.
Yeah.
My last apartment was way nicer. And this one, I'm kind of like, not embarrassed, but there's nothing to show off.
Okay. Yeah.
I got all the same shit.
I didn't know if I just smelled and you just didn't want to tell me something like that.
No, dude. It's my apartment. It's just a shitty little apartment. I'm trying to look for another one, but it's just by yourself. We've been over this a million times.
Right? I know.
It's so ridiculous right
so
now.
So bad here.
It's so bad.
It's so bad.
The inflation, I don't even want to talk about it, but it's stupid right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's not fun. This apartment only went up by like $50 this year, which I was telling you, Jake's apartment went up by like $350 in 1 year.
Oh, is he still staying there?
Yeah, well, he had to because they the contract, exactly. Yeah, yeah, so this isn't a contract here. This is month by month, so I can use whatever the fuck I want.
Minus two?
Yeah.
Minus two?
Dope shit.
Even if I had a kitty cat, and per my lease, I'm not supposed to, and I already returned her to owners, but...
that was funny.
Yeah, dude, I miss that. Papas Fritas, she was a good cat. But if I got caught, my landlord would have given me a month to move out.
Okay.
And that would have been a nightmare, so thank God.
Yeah.
I didn't get caught. Yeah, it's just impossible, man. 2021.
Yeah. No, it is. You know what I mean? Well, we were off last week. I guess we weren't really off, but we did release that vaulted episode.
Awesome.
I even put in the description, let us know if you think this should have been vaulted or not.
I saw that, and I'm like, I almost commented, like, yeah, you should have banked this shit.
Yeah. Kept it in the vault. It was 40 minutes of, God, just rambling. Really high rambling, to be honest, you know?
Just rambling.
A lot of Marvel shit, but I wanted to talk about it, man. We got to talk about it.
All right.
Spider-Man No Way Home.
Oh, man.
You watched it.
Oh, man.
You watched it?
So good.
Woo!
So fucking good.
Woo!
So they brought all the Spider-Men back, and all somehow they made all of them canon.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
I don't know how they did it so well.
They did such an incredible job. It's almost as if they planned for it, and obviously they didn't, but they integrated it so well that it's like they planned for
it.
What was your favorite part of the movie? Did you have a, without, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the movie.
Well, I was going to say, this is spoiling like a motherfucker, but
skip five, ten minutes ahead.
Yeah. Favorite part was after they all showed up when they started working together and then fighting together. That part to the end is phenomenal. Yeah. And the first half of the movie was phenomenal.
When
so,
they're like swinging around the three of them. Right, dude. That's so
dope. They're going off each other and shit. It's like, Jesus. Like,
I had a couple amazing moments. Memorable one was then they were inquiring about Tobey Maguire's web sling. Like, right. He actually shot webs.
Yeah.
And they're like, whoa, how do you do that?
Like, how does...
And he's like, and he did it. And he just looks at them and they go, what?
Right.
You make that in your body?
Right.
Like, yeah. And they're like, it took me months to synthesize this.
Right.
Tom Holland's like, does it come from anywhere else?
Yeah.
And he's like, no.
He's like, come on, man. Like,
yeah. And then they also find out that only Tom Holland's universe has an Avengers.
Right.
The other one. And they're like, you guys don't have Avengers?
Right.
He's like, are you in a band?
Yeah. He's like, that's great.
That's
great. What is that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're like, what? You don't have the Avengers?
And like, Tobey Maguire's like, this isn't helping.
Yeah.
This is not helpful.
I love that they made him like yell again. And yeah, yell, like,
he was
extra.
Like that.
Yeah.
He was like the mature Spider-Man. Right. And they were like super childish. And right. I love that about
they
it.
They played it so fucking well, dude. So before when I was saying I kept telling you like, no, they like meet all your expectations and then deliver some. Like that's what I meant. Like they do all the little shit and it worked. Like
I've seen the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man wasn't into it. I love them in this movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually thought those were like, they were terrible movies, but he was such a good actor in them.
So they were terrible movies because they took a different approach when at the time they didn't need to be.
Exactly.
No one was asking for another Spider-Man. It didn't integrate in the Marvel films at the time.
Right.
It was just kind of like weird timing. Not a bad Spider-Man. Definitely my least favorite out of all of them. Yeah. But I still didn't hate it.
But they played on that in the movie.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just a stupid Spider-Man. Like, I didn't do anything. And then, you know, Tobey Maguire's like, no, you're amazing. You're an amazing
Spider-Man.
And he's
like, I fought a rhino.
Right. He's like a dumb rhino.
A dumb rhino. And they looked at him. He's like, what else? He's like, and a sewer rat.
Right.
And like, all right, dude.
I fought an alien.
Yeah. He's like, you've been to space.
You're right.
Yeah, it was such a great moment.
Dude. Yeah, they did that. Goddamn perfectly. I'm glad it all came together. But they are saying they want to make an Andrew Garfield Amazing Spider-Man 4 because Tom Holland, his contract's up with Marvel and Kevin Feige and everyone.
They're going to renew, though.
Maybe. I don't know.
He is the biggest Avenger right now.
I think so, yeah.
Like, it's number one Spider-Man, number two Doctor
Strange. I think Doctor Strange and Wanda might be up there with him, dude.
Wanda's so good right now.
I can't believe how popular she is. Yeah. Like, I didn't realize it, but whoo, she is.
The people that I went to go watch the movie, I have to come back
to
this.
The theater, right?
But no, I have another thing.
Okay.
But the people that I went to go watch the movie with, they were like, oh, we love WandaVision. We've seen it four times. We're going to watch it again this week.
That's what I see online, dude. Yeah. People are obsessed with her. Like, it's crazy.
It's because you can watch it, finish it, and then rewatch it and pick up on all the stuff that you were confused on.
And, like, she was portrayed so fucking strong in the Avengers movies. So, mm-hmm. like, you have a lot to play from those. Never mind the WandaVision. Just a great show.
She never tapped into her full power either.
She still has it, yeah, dude. Oh, my God.
Even when she created that spoiler alert. When she created that alternate fucking universe, like, dimension area.
Right.
Where she controlled, like, all the laws. Even then,
yeah,
still has a lot more.
No, it was insane, dude. Mm-hmm. In the comics, she kills Doctor Strange in one of the variation universes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she easily rips him apart. Like, mm-hmm. it's fucked up. I was like, wow. But in that version of the comics, she's tormented by the devil person, Metamorphosis something.
So is she's like a mage the same way Doctor Strange is a mage, but she's like dark.
Yeah, but she's basically. She's a Nexus being, so she's. So powerful
that she's a Nexus being.
She's the same character no matter what universe you go to. Where Doctor Strange, there's multiple variants, Loki, multiple. She's the one no matter what universe you go to. She's that strong. So kind of like Thanos is a Nexus being.
Who else is a Nexus being?
Jonah Jameson, which is really funny.
Who's that one?
The Daily Bugle dude?
The Daily Bugle.
Because he's the same one in Tobey Maguire.
So Nexus being, all that means is that you're the same. I thought that meant that you created your own alternate timeline because you're a Nexus being.
Well, you can create as many timelines as you want, but you will not change in all the timelines. It's crazy how they work it. Like, pretty much all Nexus beings are connected to dark magic. That's how they link it.
Because I guess this Reddit comment I read literally this week was wrong, because it was talking about how after they cured the Green Goblin in No Way Home, he went back to his universe, but he was a Nexus being at that point, and he created his own alternate timeline.
Okay.
So he's not just going to go back to die like he did in the original movie where he got stabbed.
Right.
He actually goes back and he's cured. But I guess maybe that's not the right term.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that is correct too. So you can create alternate timelines, but again, in that other universe, he's still going to be the same Norman. He's just going to be dead in that one. It's weird because it doesn't make sense when you look at it like, all right, well, they couldn't make another movie. How's he alive in this one and not that one? Mm-hmm. I don't know. But again, I'm sure they'll play that off somehow. They'll try to explain it. But I just know, at least from the comics, Wanda, she's the tough, powerful bitch that she can go to any universe and be the same bitch.
Well, we'll see where it goes, man. Yeah. It's getting so convoluted. And I you're going to hate me for this.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the theater. I watched the first post-credit scene when it talked about setting up for the next Venom.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
I know, right?
But the people I were with, they wanted to leave before the next one.
Okay, so you didn't watch the trailer.
So I didn't watch the trailer.
Yeah.
So I still haven't seen the evil Doctor Strange.
You want to watch it right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's throw it on.
Yeah, let's watch it.
That's fucking awesome. I'm glad you agree. Things just got out of hand. Oh, he's crazy.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And that's it? That's the one shot we get of him?
Yeah. But there's like parts in the trailer, like I'll scrub a little bit because I've watched this trailer a pretty pathetic amount of times.
I love it, dude. I love it.
There's a part in the trailer.
Where he's fighting the Kraken, right?
He's fighting a tentacle creature, but he uses tentacle magic. You can see it come out of him, like the healthy version of Doctor Strange. So he taps into the dark whatever he does in the What If series.
Interesting.
Like the healthy version does, so I'm assuming he's gonna fight it, but okay, I don't know if this will scrub since it's on the TV, but yeah.
I love how she's like reconciled with herself,
right? She's like in like a peaceful place,
right?
See that all the tentacles came out of him, so he used the shit from that's like the strongest shit in the fucking galaxy, like according to the comics, you know.
The tentacle magic.
Yeah, the evil Strange is going to use it, I'm sure, tenfold, too. He's going to use it a lot more. I'm sure, yeah. But
that's pretty cool. I like that part.
So, yeah.
So, all right. So, I went to go watch Spider-Man.
Okay.
I went with a random group of friends. Somebody from my last job has been hitting me up, inviting me over, hanging out with his friends. They're cool. I'm cool. So, we've been hanging out. And I go to a movie with this guy. His name is Eric. And Eric, she seems like a normal guy, mid-30s, whatever. Start talking to him. I didn't pick up on anything off on him. And he drives in my car. It's me and him. We're driving to the theater. Everybody else is driving in a separate car because that weed didn't fit. And I wanted to smoke weed and they don't smoke weed. And allegedly, of course. I had to draw that. Allegedly.
Everything we say is alleged.
And Eric was telling me how his fiance passed.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. So he's mid-30s. He was engaged to this woman. She died in October.
Oh, fuck.
So
my God.
He was telling me about how, like, she had COVID and she got over it just fine. And then within 2 days, she was sleeping on the couch. He got back from work, found her on the couch, dead. Like, cold.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Like, her heart just gave out.
Jesus Christ.
She must have been overweight. I didn't ask. But he was an overweight gentleman.
Okay.
I can imagine she was, at that point, probably bigger than
him. You
can
assume in there. Yeah.
Probably assume. I don't want to be an asshole. Probably assume.
Right. Just taking a hypothesis.
Right. But he was telling me this. And ever since then, dude, how fragile we are has just been on my mind constantly.
Oh, really?
Because, dude, this woman lived an entire life. Right. 35. And she got to the point where she was engaged with a man. It was going to get married.
Yeah.
Had an apartment. They'd lived together. They had finally, like, he was telling me, like, they had finally gotten their life together. And they just started living together, like, last year.
Jesus Christ.
And she just died.
This is really sad.
It's really sad. And I was like, are you okay? He's like, no, I'm not okay. I haven't gotten rid of any of her stuff.
Right.
I'm destroyed. Yeah. I work obligatory. Thank God I still have a job so I can pay my bills.
Right.
But I'm like, you're a broken man. He goes, yes, I am. I'm like, that's okay, though. He was like, what do you mean? And he's like, I hope I'm not killing your vibe. And I'm sorry if I'm being gloomy. I was like, no, I'm interested. And maybe like this is me being selfish, but I'm like, I'm interested in this because this is something I cannot comprehend on my own.
Right. Yeah.
So like you're kind of putting
it. You don't know what he's going through.
I don't know what you're going through. So I just started asking him questions. Why? How? What has he been doing? What are his thoughts? Like all these things. Not prying, but just inquiring. He's more than happy to share with me because I guess nobody really wants to talk to him about it.
And yeah, I mean, if I was like, if that was my friend and that happened, I'd be afraid to ask them how they're doing it sometimes, you know? Like I would obviously ask, but I get that feeling because you're like, shit, like I know you're not doing good. Like, do you want to talk about it? Like,
exactly. It was tragic, dude. He's not doing well. His friends are not giving him the support he needs.
Oh, that's sad.
I know. But that's not even the part I want to talk. I just want to talk about the frailty of man and the fact.
That was a bad.
Can you drop an oof for me?
Yeah, yeah.
Oof.
Oh,
thanks. Thanks, Brad. I needed that. But it's tragic. And I got to be honest, I fed off of his energy.
Yeah.
I really did.
Yeah.
Because I took that energy and it kind of like inspired me a little bit.
Yeah. So, people are always going through shit, dude. That's fucking...
But that's intense.
That is a lot to go through.
How do you lose a feel? Imagine like you get a girlfriend and you love her so much you propose.
Yeah.
You move in together. You're starting your life. You've finally gotten shit on track. She gets COVID. Okay, you're a little scared. But she gets over it.
And it's COVID too. She's good. So you're not thinking like...
Yeah.
Fuck.
She's 35.
Yeah. God, I feel... I hate to say it, but she definitely had to have some other condition.
Yes. Absolutely. For her heart to give out
to
that
stop,
way.
Stop, like...
Yeah. Yeah, a younger woman like that, she had definitely... Yeah. But that's, I mean...
I know, it's fucked still up tragic. Regardless, you know? Jesus Christ, that's so sad.
Yeah, but I fed off of it, man. I think it was a super real moment.
Yeah.
And it just puts in perspective that, you know, I believe that one day we're going to die, dude. And we're going to go back to how it was before we were born.
Yeah. Dude, I have it's a tragic. Really weird... story to go off of this, right?
Ooh,
so I was in Manchester the other day, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm in a parking lot and this like really well put together clean guy comes up to my truck when I'm getting gas and he's like, hey man, I just came from Elliot. My daughter has like stage 4 leukemia or some shit. She's you know, she has less than a month to live. We're all there. I just wanted to know if you had a couple bucks for gas and shit like that, trying to make do and get back to the hospital.
Right.
And I was like, well, no, I don't got any cash on me. I mean, I got my card. Like if you pull your car up, I can put some in your tank, but I can't do anything else. Like, yeah. And he's like, oh, and he's like, well, how much do you have on your card? Yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah.
He's like, how much do you have on your card? I was like, enough.
Yeah. Like, seriously, none of your business, homie.
And he goes, well, can I have it? And I laughed at him. I was like, no, you can't have it. And he's like, yeah, I'll be right back. And then I'll just fill my tank up. Yeah. So I laughed and I was like, no, you can't have it. And he's like, that's how you're going to treat me? And I was like, dude, I don't know you. Yeah, like, I don't care. And I was like, I'm not going to help you. Sorry. And I just turned around and like started pumping gas. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh yeah. Like, so he starts walking away and he starts like kind of melting off like, oh, this is how people help people that are in need. Like, this is how people help their own their own people in their town. And again, I just started like laughing. Like, I don't know what else to do. I was just like, all right, dude, like, whatever. Sucks to be you. Guy, yeah. Right. Like, fuck. Like, what the hell? I don't know. I thought I was being nice too.
And he just walked away.
He caught me so off guard. Like,
yeah. I mean, obviously he's scamming people.
I think so.
So like you said, he's dressed well and put together. That's obviously his intent.
Yes.
Like,
I agree.
He rented a suit, bought a suit.
Yeah. It wasn't like a suit, but it was like dress clothes, you know? Yeah. It was like he had a button up on.
Even
like,
better. Go to Marshall, spend $40, buy dress clothes, investment, boom.
And it's the type of thing where it's like, okay, if you look this part, you should have money for gas, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you're kind of selling the wrong thing here. If you look shittier, actually would make more sense, you know? But I never had someone like approach me in that manner. I was like, really? Like,
let me have your card.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Funny. Like, yeah.
That's pretty funny.
And it was out of public. It was like a fucking broad daylight in Manchester. I was like, dude, like,
Middle of the day.
I will do something. Like, I don't care if it's broad daylight. Like, dude, go away from me.
Yeah. That was, I know.
Caught me off guard. Yeah. I didn't know. At first, I was like, oh, I kind of feel bad for him. And then I was like, fuck you and your daughter.
Yeah, oh, well.
that's a little far.
I agreed with you until the daughter.
I don't think she's real, but I'll say that.
If she's hot, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She only got a month left. Come on.
Well, Make-A-Wish Foundation.
That took a turn.
What do you think Make-A-Wish Foundation does if they come across a 14-year-old kid that's going to die, and he's like, I want to fuck. He's like, I'm trying to get my dick wet. Like, can I get my dick sucked, please? And they're just like, dude.
Wow. I mean, they as a company can't sure do anything, but I bet someone privately is like, you know, I work.
I bet the person's like, I got you, bro.
I got you, man.
Like, I'll figure it out. Like, I'll get like, you know, Legion from the massage parlor across the street that she's older, but she knows what she's doing.
What would be your dying wish if you were like if you have stage 4 leukemia?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if that's a thing, but right now, and then tomorrow you're gonna die, right? And they're like, all right, you want to get like a woman or a girl?
Well,
or
I don't think
like,
Make-A-Wish. I think Make-A-Wish is only for children.
Okay, so
if you're an adult and you have stage 4, they go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
I'll figure it out.
What if
you're
like 10, and what if I was 10 years old, right? And I'm like, I want Pamela Anderson to touch my balls.
We can make that happen.
Yeah,
I think so. I think if
I don't know if I could tell a 10-year-old I couldn't.
I'd be like, is that really what you want?
Right.
Like, you got to tell me. You got to be really sure. Like,
right.
We can have John Cena in here next week.
John Cena.
All right. You want Pamela Anderson? We'll get Donald Trump in here next week.
Okay.
You want Pamela Anderson to touch your balls? Say it one more
Trump
time.
Trump definitely wouldn't do that.
No, he
wouldn't. I don't think any president would, to be honest.
Maybe for publicity when they're campaigning.
Even then, Bernie actually, Sanders, that old fuck, he's
that
really
old coop.
Yeah, yeah. He seems like a sweetheart, but
he does seem like a sweetheart.
You know, he seems like the guy that would do that. But
he does seem like a sweetheart.
But yeah, I don't know if a little 10-year-old, little bald-headed, skinny-ass 10-year-old, cancer ass, came up to me and he's like, "I want
cancer ass, cancer ass, old bald-headed, cancer ass,
cancer ass."
I like how you put that's great. Fucking cancer ass,
cancer ass, fucking. Bad thing for an air horn.
Bad sound for
it's just getting darker and darker.
It's okay. Yeah, man. So, you know, whether you die of COVID or cancer, I mean,
yeah,
make a wish. Touch your balls. Yeah, I touch
my balls through the fence. Have you been seeing the fucking through the fence thing on the YMH shit? I love it. Touch my nose through the fence. Touch my camera through the fence.
I know the reference.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I thought you meant like there's a new thing.
Oh, no. Okay, yeah. Okay.
I definitely know the reference.
I definitely want to start implementing that into
touch
things.
My podcast through the fence.
People are just going to be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, dude, let's call this episode Touch My Podcast Through the Fence.
Okay.
We're inspired by YMH.
It's a long title.
Yeah, but maybe somebody will click on it.
Okay. Touch My Podcast Through the Fence, episode 77 of the Brute Review Podcast with Brute and Switch. It's such a long title.
What does that mean? What does that mean for us? Touch My Podcast through the fence.
Yeah. I honestly,
we're so unpopular, the only way you can reach us is through the fence.
The fence, yeah. And if you don't comprehend that sentence, I'm offended. So
yeah,
you better understand.
If that doesn't mean anything to you, then
yeah. Even if you interpret it in your own way, I still that works for me. I wanted to jump into some tech sci-fi shit, but we have about 50 seconds till your laundry is good.
Okay.
We'll be back after this.
We'll take a break. Are we in?
We're in.
Are we tapped into the Matrix? Are we wired in? Are you going to watch the new Matrix?
I did watch the new Matrix.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Did we talk about this? Maybe off mic?
Bad?
Very, very quickly, I believe we talked about it because I remember saying, maybe I said this to Jake, but it was terrible.
Yeah.
You know, really bad movie.
Really bad.
Really bad movie.
Even though Keanu Reeves is in it? Does he hang dong?
He doesn't hang dong as much as you'd want him to. I'll say that, you know. I know.
Like he hangs dong in the first three.
Yeah. You get glimpses, but it's
no cum shots, huh?
There's one. Yeah.
There's one?
Yeah, there's one.
They had to drop one.
Yeah. Do you want me to spoil it for you because of how bad it is? Are you going to watch it?
I'll probably watch it, but sure, spoil it. What up?
Actually,
I'm not married to it.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Guess what this movie is about.
Okay.
Guess what the plot and everything.
All right. Cool. So in the last movie, correct me if I'm wrong, because I watched all these like years ago.
Right. I've seen them recently, so I can let you know.
They don't like beat the enemy, but they like. I don't remember. I'm gonna be honest. I don't remember.
Really?
I'm not even. Yeah.
I'll just give you a quick little. So the end of Matrix 3. The end of Matrix 3, you find out that Neo isn't the one. It's been Mr. Anderson the whole time. And then Mr. Anderson's the more powerful thing, but Neo does kill him and then dies in the process.
Right.
Trinity's also dead.
Okay.
That's how it ends.
Okay.
Yeah. But they did kind of like win. Like they beat the one machine type of thing.
Okay.
But
they're still like in the Matrix.
But the Matrix is still... it's very apparent and back and yeah.
Because you can't destroy the Matrix without destroying everybody's quality of life.
Yeah.
Because if you take them out of the Matrix, they're all in the shitty wasteland.
Yeah.
Forever.
When I tell you, you're going to laugh.
All right. So let me guess. Okay. So in number four.
Spoiler alert.
Does he respawn? That literally, does he respawn? Is that what happens? Like, he goes, oh, dude, you gained a life across. You didn't notice that you gained a life? And he's like, oh, shit, I had a. Is that what happened? He respawned?
I'll say no.
Okay.
It's not exactly.
Oh, I don't like it already.
Yeah.
I don't like it already.
All right. You want to guess?
He was too strong for death. He died, and they're like, I can't handle it. You're too strong.
Yeah, that's more along the lines.
Really?
Yeah, that's more along the lines.
He's like, you can't die because you're too strong to be dead.
So keep building off this. All right, so what else is the movie about? You're on the right path.
He's hanging dong. He's hanging dong. He's so impressed.
Yep.
So impressed.
They're like, this dude's dick. We got to keep it.
And you'd think gods would have the biggest, but they don't.
No.
They really don't. They're very average size.
Right.
So you've seen
those Greek statues.
You've seen those Greeks. Yeah, we've all seen those Greeks.
Yeah.
So Keanu Reeves hangs dong. They're like, you're not even black. He goes, I'm not. And they're like, well, we're impressed. So they can't contain him. He doesn't – they don't respawn him, but he recreates himself. He rebuilds himself consciously, okay? And then he either recreates everybody else or they recreate themselves.
Yeah, you're pretty close, dude. you're kind of close.
I'm trying to go ridiculous when you're doing it, and it's not. This is really sad.
You're pretty close. Okay, I'm not going to lie.
I'm done guessing. I can't.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, tell me.
Okay, spoiler alert.
Don't watch it.
And I still think it's worth watching one time. Okay. I'll say that, right? So the machines kept Neo alive. Mm-hmm. They didn't kill him. So at the end of it, you know how he like died and he's like sitting on like a machine or something at the end of Matrix 3?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So like they got his body and they kept him alive because the machines in the Matrix need you know how they like they get live humans for energy? That's why everyone's in those pods.
Right.
So like Neo and Trinity give off more energy than anyone else. So they kept both of them alive.
Trinity's the black guy. Okay. What actor is that again?
I'm just kidding. It's Trinity with the woman. Lawrence Fishburne. What is his name in the movie? Morpheus. Jesus. I couldn't fucking think of it.
I was like, Trinity sounds epic enough, but I don't feel like it's right.
Morpheus. No, they tried to bring Morpheus back too. It's so bad. But okay. Trinity and Neo were too strong to kill, I guess. So they brought them back, but they like kind of erased their memory.
Started them from scratch.
So
they can like harvest energy. Yep.
Yep. So like the movie plot really is that Neo and Trinity start remembering each other. They see each other in like dreams and shit like that because they're like remembering what happened to them 20 odd years ago.
Oh, so they're older now.
Yes.
Okay.
They're both 20 years older, I guess.
Okay. Okay.
They didn't really explain that.
They live like normal lives. They have like jobs.
Right. So they have jobs and like family. So like Neo in this fourth movie, because he had all those dreams and shit, he recreated the Matrix as a video game. So Neo is the creator of a video game called The Matrix. That's based off the first three movies.
So he okay.
It's really bad, right?
All
right,
sure.
So in this moment,
he's a video game creator now.
He's a video game creator now, but he's just using memories of his past, which he thought
which
was,
he doesn't know
was
he,
just creative. But no, he just was remembering what happened to him,
right?
Type of thing,
right?
So in this process, like you said, mm-hmm. he rebuilt characters subconsciously. So mm-hmm. he rebuilt Morpheus as like a computer simulation. So okay. Morpheus isn't a human anymore. He's okay. now a computer hard drive, oh, I guess.
Okay.
So he
so
made
he's like AI.
Yeah. Okay. He subconsciously made Morpheus in the Matrix find him in real life and convince him that the game is real and he's just 20 years older now.
So who? So Neo first found out that he was actually like the Matrix was real.
Well, he had thoughts. He's like, well, that felt really real. So he had suspicions. Okay. So he made like an AI like under the radar and like didn't tell the company that he works with and shit.
It's pretty bad so far.
Really, really bad, yeah, dude.
It's
yeah.
not fun. How far are we into the movie? Are we halfway?
This is pretty much sums up the first half, you know, because now because now Trinity and Neo, they're like kind of remembering now.
Any action yet or no?
There's action
like
because
he runs and shit, like
it's not him. It's these new characters that they introduced that are fighting new machines that are trying to hide Neo from the rest of from the.
So there's like a new resistance.
Yes, okay. That are trying to find Neo because they know Neo's alive somehow.
Okay,
I don't know how.
There we go.
Yeah. So it sounds so bad. Yeah, just saying it. Bad. Yeah.
All right, did they end it all by the end?
They didn't. So
so they're setting up for more.
They're setting up for more again.
Oh, yikes. That's not good.
The main villain, dude, mm-hmm. was Neil Patrick Harris as a AI. So he's like the new Mr. Anderson.
Okay. What happened to Mr. Anderson? Is he dead?
Just want to do they just didn't bring him back, I guess. Like
he's like, this movie is
with
ass.
Morpheus, yeah. I'm guessing Lawrence Fishburne and him turned the movie down, to be honest.
Could have been.
I really do.
That's pretty interesting.
There's like, oh yeah, dude, the
I
stupid
would
shit.
Hang and dong.
There's a new creations that they made. They're teamed up with robots now. There's like friendly robots now.
Are they cute?
They did try to make them cute, yeah. They gave them like faces and shit.
They always do.
They gave them like they're all animated. Like it's really bad.
They always do.
Yeah.
Cute things sell.
Yeah. Oh, and the movie ends with Trinity can fly now, like Neo can.
Like Neo can.
Yeah. So now they both fly. Women empowerment. And Matrix 5 is going to be even worse. So.
Remember the first three? How epic those were?
Yeah. First one.
First one was really fucking
insanely
good. The second
epic.
One I didn't mind. The second one was okay.
I didn't like them like. At the time, the second and third, I was like, oh, these are too quick. They rushed these movies out. Yeah. But then going back, I was like, that wasn't bad.
That wasn't bad.
No.
Three, though, wasn't great. I didn't like three as much.
Yeah, I would go back. It's not that bad going back to it.
For me, when they were all under, the entire movie was underground. It was all black and green. And
I remember the same thing when I was a kid. I was like, those movies were so boring and dark and just like slow. When I rewatched them, they're not.
They're not?
I don't know why I remembered that, dude.
That's how I remembered it, dude. I'm like, ugh.
No, they're. I mean, there's more action than I remember. I'll say that. It's more fun when you're older.
I mean, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then they dropped movies like it, like Wanted. You remember that one?
Yeah, Wanted.
The gun curving one?
That was a good movie.
That movie was cool. That shit was like,
yeah.
And the bullets used to fucking fly out.
Right, right.
That's what I do with my nuts. With
that
my
dude, when you.
Yeah. It's actually kind of fucked. So.
So if you have two girls in the room, you have them like lined up and you hit the one in the back.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I do this trick, dude. They love it. They love it. So cum shot, bro. I finish myself off. There's two girls in front of me in a line, 2 foot apart from each other, 2 foot apart from me. So me, 2 feet, girl, 2 feet, two girl. I skeet and I whip it and it goes around the first girl and in the second girl.
Slow
dude.
Motion, dude.
Impregnated, dude.
Impregnated.
Monster.
Damn.
But I got a low sperm count, so it doesn't really count.
Yeah.
It doesn't
but it still fun. Works. That, instead of curving bullets, you're curving nuts. That should be the name of the
episode. I'm curving skeets.
Curving skeets.
Curving skeets.
Curving skeets.
I don't know.
Sounds like a bad
I feel like there's a market we can tap into, man. People are like, touch my podcast to the fence.
Yeah.
What is this?
And that's true, though. That's a
garbage.
Great title.
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know.
We can
it's
get
just
some
long.
Trends.
That's the only issue. Like, you're not going to see the whole title.
Yeah.
It's going to say, touch the podcast.
Touch
through,
my
dot,
podcast
dot, dot.
Through the, yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So maybe I should do a shorter one.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that. But it would look really funny. Can I do both?
I feel like Curvin Skeets is a little aggressive.
Do you think Skeets would get like... So the last episode was called Pegging.
Was it?
With a question mark.
Yeah, but I mean, all right. That's fair. That's fair.
We go aggressive in this, we go aggressive in this podcast. Oh, God.
All right, so let's move on. What else we got? Because we got topics, right?
We got a lot of shit. We can go in so many different directions. Do you want to do the raw meat shit first?
That was pretty crazy. You want to talk about it?
We can talk about it. So do you know the name off the top of your head?
So, yeah, I follow him on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I sent it to you in your messages. I have them right here. So basically, I was on Instagram and I found this guy called Raw Meat Experiment. Boom.
Okay.
Right there.
Yep.
And this guy...
I also just got a phone call.
Okay. So this guy, about 80 days ago, started this experiment where he's eating raw meat.
Yeah.
And like aggressive raw meats, like chicken, steaks, sheep eye, testicles, brains, heart, liver.
Yeah.
So apparently this guy did some research and found out that a raw diet is really, really healthy if you do it the right way and eat it fresh. So he started off for 6 months before this Instagram page. I was reading this blog he put up. He, for 6 months, ate raw eggs, raw milk, and raw liver every day.
That just sounds...
Not a lot of it, but like little by little.
Yeah.
Got used to it.
Inching your way into
it. Inching your way
into it. That's the smart way to do it,
though. That's the smart way to do it.
You know?
And then he started dropping videos day one of eating meat until I get sick and die. Raw meat until I get sick and die. That's literally the caption in his videos.
I was shocked when I read that.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, this is real.
It's real.
Yeah.
And there are videos of him with no – he doesn't talk.
Right.
He doesn't bother. He doesn't ask questions. He's sitting there looking at the camera. Steak – chicken, sheep eye. I saw him eat a testicle where he cut open the testicle and was eating it. A glass of raw milk, which means it wasn't boiled. It's milked, cooled, shipped, drank, and raw eggs. And he eats it all.
The chicken makes me gag.
The chicken one was rough.
Makes me gag.
He had a chicken breast.
Yeah, I think I told you. Even thinking about it makes me fucking queasy, dude. I think I – did I tell you I gagged? Like, I literally, like
– No, you didn't tell me.
I watched that page for a little bit because I was kind of in disbelief.
I watched, like, all of them.
I was like, this isn't real. This is tricked somehow. And I looked at it. I was like, this is real.
This is real, dude.
And then the chicken one, I was like, bleh, like, in bed. I was like, fuck this.
Hey, that one was aggressive because it's so easy for him to bite into.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
It's like a tender but – jello-y tender.
It looks like jello.
Yeah, I don't know how to describe it. It was
really gross. So gross. And it was fresh. So like when you get produce at the market, usually like the color is intensified. So you buy it.
Right.
But if it's fresh, it looks fucking gray, especially chicken meat. It's like gray. And that's what he was holding was a fresh chicken breast.
Yeah.
So like a bunch of farms are sponsoring him now.
And wait, what?
Yeah. So his posts, he doesn't just eat raw meat he buys from the grocery store. He gets these raw meats from farms. Oh, that's
– okay. I did see something like that on one of them. I was like, I don't know what that means, but
– Let me pull it up.
What was his tag again?
His tag is Raw Meat Experiment on Instagram.
Raw Meat Experiment.
He has 39,000 followers, and he just posts videos every day. So his most recent one is eating day 71, eating ground beef and raw eggs. He didn't have a – okay, so I'm going to skip that one because that one didn't have a sponsor. This one is a sponsor, a bison farm. And the other one is a milk organic farm. So I mean, this is real shit. What are you going to drop? Hit me with the oof.
Should I?
Hit me with the oof. Thank you.
I don't know. I mean, just something about that. Like, I guess if you have nothing else to lose, maybe you made it. He's like a multimillionaire.
No,
he got everything.
No.
Why would you do that though?
He's just a young kid.
But why?
He's a young kid that did his research. And, I mean, there is evidence supporting a raw meat diet.
Yeah, but –
Because you have to have the bacteria and the enzymes to break it down. And if you do
– What a lot of what I've seen – because I've seen this shit in tribes and shit and in documentaries. Yeah. They do it from birth and they're fine. And they're very strong humans.
Right.
This dude – I'm always scared when people will go 10, 20 years normally and then do a switch. You know what I mean? Like,
Well, I will say this. He made an interesting point. And I mean, we're human and it's different and I get that 100%. But he made an interesting point. If you have a dog and you go from feeding it processed food to feeding it raw meats and raw veggies, your dog is healthier.
Good point.
That's just the way it is.
Good point.
Considering your dog's a carnivore for the most part.
And they do process it a little differently.
And they do process it differently.
But that is a good argument.
Yeah. So, again, if you have the enzymes. All right. So, I think it's koalas. When koalas give birth to their offspring, they throw up in the baby's mouth.
Yeah, I think I've seen.
Because the koalas, or I think it's pandas, they need to get the enzyme from their parents to break down the eucalyptus tree or the bamboo. I don't remember which is which.
It is one of the family, one of the two that I've seen.
So if you have that enzyme to break down raw meat and you inch your way into it, I mean, this guy's healthy.
Yeah.
He's been doing the, you know, raw liver and eggs for 6 months before this, and he's on day 71 now. So it's an easy 9 months of eating raw meat. He's not dead.
Yeah.
And his skin. So this is something I was going to say,
what have we seen benefits wise with him so far?
You can see it on his face. I went to the first video. Awful acne. Awful. Holes in his face.
Don't shit on him.
I'm going to shit on him. Holes
ugly
in his face.
Ass fucking pimples everywhere.
Ugly ass. I would have rather seen an asshole. Look like an asshole. No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
But his skin didn't have good skin. Okay. Objectively.
Right.
In his new videos, his skin looks really fucking good.
So skin already is better.
Amazingly. He could be taking like lotions and medications.
What if like his dudes are like, you think his dudes are still,
his
perts, his sherds, his
what are you saying?
Trying to say shit.
Oh,
his turds.
His turds,
his dudes, man.
His dudes. Okay. You said everything.
I said every word other than what
we normally. And I'm like, I thought you were talking about skeets. And I'm like, just say skeets.
No. Well, I don't know if that would be effective.
That would probably be
different. What do you think his shits are like?
I don't know.
Right? I have no idea.
Fiber, like fucking solid.
There's probably protein in that shit.
They're probably solid as fuck.
That's probably really good protein.
Yeah.
Non-cooked protein.
Fresh, though.
Fresh, non-cooked protein.
Yeah. I'm sure there's nutritional value. I haven't done the research.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
And I'm not going to say don't. Listen to us and fucking. Yeah, I'm gonna eat raw meat. I feel like that goes without saying, but
don't go eating raw chicken tomorrow. Yeah, please.
But look up the raw meat experience. It's fucking.
I'm gonna do some more research and we'll talk about it next week. But I like the way this guy inched into it. He's still alive and he's doing videos every single day.
Yeah,
he's up to 40k followers and he's just like
this is the type of shit I like. By the way, I like when you find this type of shit and we bring it up on the pod because I never ever would have found.
And nobody's talking about this guy.
No one is, dude.
He's
40,000 followers.
We're the first fucking people talking about this.
We better break
dude.
It. Yeah,
we're breaking. We're breaking the internet right now.
Yeah,
let's tag him again.
Raw meat experience.
This guy has more exposure than we do.
I know.
You know what I mean?
We're trying to be.
Go, dude. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Raw meat experiment on Instagram.
Yeah.
Seeing if I'll live for 5 days or 500 years. Follow me for more recipes.
What if this dude lives to be 200 years old because he's doing this shit? Imagine like there's some crazy fucking benefit. You know what I mean?
So, okay. All right. Speaking of, let me hit you with something.
All right.
So I'm watching and I start from day one because I want to see the progress of if he actually stuck with it, if he skipped, whatever, which he didn't. He was very consistent. But I wanted to see when his channel started growing. What point did he hit a couple hundred followers, a couple dozen followers, and then a couple thousand followers? Because that's a very different growth point.
Right.
And he's only been having this Instagram account for about 3 months. Very, very new. Okay?
Well, so, I have theories.
Okay, I know what it is.
Yeah, okay.
I looked at it. I found the exact point when everything changed.
Yeah.
One post. You know what it was? He was memeing on himself. He made a meme about how people perceive him. And about how he's like, fuck it, I'm just going to do me. And every other post before that has about 150 likes, 170 likes,
not
much.
That one jumped up,
23,000.
Okay.
That one meme that people just thought. Memes are smart.
Mm.
Memes are funny.
That was a good idea.
This guy's a beast.
I will say, though, he has the perfect.
Perfect content for it.
Content for it. You know? Like, there's. Yes. It's shock value.
Yes.
Like very high shock value.
There are no cussings.
Yes.
There's no sexuality.
Right.
He's not yelling at anybody. Nobody's yelling at him. He's out in the open.
He's not promoting anything.
He's not promoting it.
Yeah. He's just like, this is what I'm doing. I could die. I could live to 100 years. Yeah. Check out what I'm doing. And it's shocking.
It's shocking.
Yeah.
And anybody can watch it. And it's kind of gross.
It's gross.
And it's like, but you can't stop watching.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you got any raw, take out the raw chicken. Take the chicken from the freezer.
I got some frozen beef in that fucking freezer.
Dude, let's defrost that bitch.
No.
Okay, that's probably the best.
Yeah.
For the best.
I will violently throw up.
Do you think? I think I could eat raw meat. I've eaten raw meat before. No, no I've way. Eaten raw. Yeah, you can.
No.
I've
Well, you'd have to convince me it wasn't raw meat.
We've eaten raw.
I've raw eaten fish. Raw fish, yeah. But you'd have to convince me it wasn't raw. If I knew it was raw, I'm already going into it too fucking. I'm in my head already.
So you've never had steak tartare?
Tartare? Yeah. I've had prime rib, which is pretty raw.
So, okay, but at that point, that's not blood. That's just like, it was cooked to a certain temperature.
Yeah, it was chewy as fuck.
It's so, chewy, but yeah. It's not actually raw.
Yeah.
It's undercooked though. So that's when they cut steak really, really thin. They don't cook it. And they put it in a vinegary, acidy sauce.
I don't think I've heard of it.
I've had it before.
Tartare.
I thought we had it, but I guess not. It's a little extreme, but it's not bad. It's actually breaks down your mouth really nicely. It has to be very fresh beef. It's cut very thinly, and it has that acidic sauce, so it does cook in itself a little bit.
Okay. That sounds like that's just a smart chemical reaction. You know what I mean? Whoever thought of that is like really like ingenious.
Yeah, but that's sushi stuff. You put that on any sushi plate.
So I wouldn't say that's not really like biting into a raw.
But it is raw meat though.
I know, yeah.
It's not cooked.
Yeah.
And they're only placing the sauce over it in the last couple minutes. It's not cooking there for a long time. It's been there for a couple seconds.
Maybe. Right, yeah.
And it's cold. The meat's supposed to be cold. You put it over rice and you just eat it. It's really, really nice. So, I mean, I guess I've eaten raw meat too.
Yeah. But could you eat, like, if someone cut up raw chicken and put it in front of you, could you do it?
Yeah.
I don't
100%.
I'd have to be told something.
You eat scallop, bro. It's the same texture, same
everything. I haven't tried scallop. Is it good?
You've never eaten scallop?
Well, when I was a kid, I was a picky bitch, so I didn't eat any seafood. Dude, all seafood I've tried as an adult, I love. So.
You've never eaten scallop.
You want to grab some or something?
Well, you're getting lunch with your dad later.
Actually, he rescheduled. He's wicked busy today. So
did he really?
Yeah, we're gonna go tomorrow. And let's Jake, go grab some lunch. Jake wants to go out after this too.
Let's go.
Would you want to fucking?
Yeah, I was gonna bring it up, but you were gonna
Jake. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I'll hit him up. But So what were we talking about with that? Raw meat. Yeah, raw meat experience. Definitely check him out.
I mean, half the women on the planet eat raw meat already.
Okay.
So we're just joining them.
Okay. I don't think I'm going to die on that hill with you.
And 10% of men? I don't know what percent of men.
It's definitely like 40% of men.
It's a good amount. I would have guessed. If you were to ask me, I'd guess 15-20%.
Dick?
That mix, yeah.
I would say
meat. No. That's aggressive.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Men that eat men.
Okay.
From now on, this is the term. Men that eat men. Where this is.
I was gonna say I'm men that will enjoy sexual relations with another man. I'd say almost. It's like, a lot of the world, dude.
You think more than 20%?
I do. Yeah.
Really?
I do.
I would have never guessed. I don't know. I'm not trying to be ignorant. I just would never have guessed.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, because I feel like there's a lot of guys, especially not in America, mm-hmm, that are just straight men, but they'll enjoy sex with a guy every now and then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I gotta
so
be
that
honest.
I think counts. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, can you imagine being that free? I can't.
No. If I didn't.
I work with a guy like this.
Yeah.
I don't want to oust him.
I've been told to. We talked about this.
Did we?
I think on the podcast.
I think we probably have. We talked about everything on this.
I think you said his name too.
Ooh, yikes.
Did you? Oh, I don't know. Maybe
Well, bleep.
I'll circle back to that.
Yeah. Definitely. Ew, I don't want to put his name out there.
Okay. Yeah.
But I mean, I know a guy like this.
Yeah.
And I think I think he's incredibly attractive. He's a very good looking, handsome man. And I only say that because.
So does he do this like actively, I should say? Like is he,
yeah.
So he currently.
And he's brought it up. Like he's brought it up to me openly.
And he identifies as a straight man.
No, he's not straight.
Oh. Well, that's different, I think.
That. What do you mean?
Oh, well, we're just talking about being like that free, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just talking about being free.
Yeah, sorry.
But like he was talking about how his girlfriend, her ex is coming over for the weekend.
Okay.
And her ex was going to stay over their house. And one of my coworkers looked at him really weird. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, and she's like, are you okay with that? He's like, yeah, it's fine. We're all free. We're all open-minded.
Right.
Like he tried to tell her without actually telling her. And she just was like really like perturbed because she's like a married woman and she's younger. And she's like, I don't understand. How are you going to be okay with sleeping in the same house with your girlfriend and her ex?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh yeah, we're all going to have fun together.
Okay.
That's the point.
Yeah.
And he goes, that's why he's coming. And she goes, oh, and I was like, girl, and I tried to stop her.
Right.
I was like, girl,
like, you don't need to.
I was like, because I knew what was going on. I was right. like, I don't want to say her name either. But I was like,
we did talk about this, and I do remember you didn't say names because I remember last time joking about it. I do remember having this conversation. Good. Yes,
but I was like, I don't want to put their names out there. Yeah, because, but it was super interesting. Being that free would be amazing.
I was gonna say if I found men attractive in the least bit, I probably would do that because I'm already pretty sexually like open with girls. You know, I don't really like. Like, I tell everything what's up.
To an extent, I guess.
Yeah.
But like you said, I think the way you put it is, if I found men attractive, it's not if you found men sexually attractive. I think those are two. Because I can find a man attractive.
Okay. All right. I guess,
like,
yeah.
And so the guy I'm describing that I work with.
I'd say the penis is what throws it off for me.
The penis, it doesn't do much for me.
It doesn't do much.
And that's the part.
Having
that's the part.
Tits can kind of like throw you off. I guess there's a lot of features about dudes that just don't do it for me, but.
Okay.
are we on a thin line?
No, dude, you're good. You're good. It's all good.
Should I cut any of that?
No. I love it. Keep it all in.
All right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No. We've said more than enough.
Do you think you could attain that sexual freedom at one point in your life?
I don't think I'll ever be there. Because like I said, I'm genuinely, dicks don't do anything for me.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy eating other men.
Yeah, right.
If I did, men who eat men, good for them.
What if you,
women who eat women, good for them.
What if you were eating a girl's ass at an orgy and then you ate the girl's ass next to her and found it at the guy's ass?
I wouldn't go back. I'd be like, ooh. My immediate response, and this is why I know I'm not into, because my immediate response would be like, ooh, geez, yikes.
Yeah,
like,
right. Oh, no. I mean, I feel like if a dude was bent over, you'd see the dick and balls. So.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be pretty hard not to see balls.
Unless if I were shwasted.
Yeah. Or
it's dark.
It's pitch black.
Or both.
Everyone's just fucking it.
Or we're both shwasted.
It's like dark with these lights.
An orgy in the pitch black doesn't sound like fun.
Doesn't sound good.
It doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good way to spread COVID. We should go to an orgy tonight, dude.
Do you have an orgy we can go to? Because I'm down.
I know of people.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
Let's figure it out.
Yeah, we should let Jake go too. Yeah.
I think we shouldn't even bring his name up. I feel like we're kind of burying him there.
Yeah, he's like, so I listened to this.
Jake's definitely not coming.
No.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Catching COVID at the orgy, the only way I know how.
Yes. What are we doing for time? Damn, we're only 27 minutes in again on this one. It feels like we're going. It's probably because we're just like riffing. So we're it feels like a lot in a short amount of time.
It really does. It really does.
All right. How you want to keep going for a little bit?
Do you want to take a break?
No, I'm good. I just mean we can wrap up in like 5-10 minutes, or we can go into some metaversal type of talks.
Let's go into some metaverse. I don't know anything about metaverse.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So that's probably good then.
I know that people are investing money and time into it. Other than that, I don't know much.
Right. So I've really started hearing about it like big, like on the Joe Budden podcast.
Okay.
So he was talking about it with a few of the people on there, and you know, they're four grown ass adults. They're in their 40s, some are in their 30s.
Is that still going on?
And
the Joe Budden?
Yeah, the Joe Budden podcast. Yeah. It's fire ass podcast.
It's going well.
Still probably one of my favorite ones. I say top two or three, to be honest. But it's not comedy. It's like everything music based. And what was I saying?
Metaverse. They're talking about it.
They were talking about it, dude. And I thought like the meta thing was just like the word meta in the theme of meta has been around forever. But
it's a different
recent new thing. Mm-hmm. The metaverse is apparently, so they kind of broke it down to the kids and everything and to their other adult friends and fathers and parents they know and shit. It's the digital world that everyone is connected in. So they consider their social media profiles, gaming profiles, the VR stuff, even those things to be a part of the metaverse that we're all a part of.
Oh, so metaverse isn't a platform.
It's not. It's like digital world.
Oh.
And they're saying that because
I thought metaverse was like a website and a game you can download.
So that's a huge part of it, right? So I'm going to throw something
there's
up
like
on the TV.
There's like VR chat, which I know is different.
I'm throwing something up. So this, look at it, right up in the corner, right? MetaQuest.
Uh-huh.
So Facebook owns Meta now. MetaQuest, Metaverse. I think Facebook owns all this shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's on Facebook's app when you open it. It's on Instagram and shit now. Mm-hmm. So this is like the VR platform. And people, I mean, we see videos of people failing in this shit all the time. You know, they're all over like IG and shit, running into walls. It's hilarious. But people are like now saying they're – so like this website, this platform, Oculus, is creating this in a more simplified version. They're theorizing that instead of just the hand things and the goggles, they're getting it to a point where you can pretty much put on glasses and be in the metaverse, be in this digital world. And you can just have like links that like you wear, like gloves or something. And you're always in this virtual reality. So you could just put your glasses.
I'm getting so excited. This is
right. This is here.
This is what I wanted.
Yeah. So like in this shit,
this is what I wanted.
People are like meeting each other. You can like go to like video and like football games now. So like a live football game, right? They're saying they're gonna put cameras in sections and seats where you can put these goggles on.
Interesting.
And you're in the game, and your friend can be next to you from his home across the country.
That's it.
That's crazy, dude. That's sick, dude. That's nuts.
Just watch it live and turn and see the people.
You're like, what up, dude?
They do a wave and you
right.
at the same time.
And I don't know how that'll affect, like, I'm sure they have to work a ton of shit out to do that, but
The hardest part about that, interestingly enough for me, is not the programming the software, because that, I mean, we've done it a million times. Programming software just takes time.
Right.
But we can do it.
Right.
The hardest part is the contracts.
Right.
Is getting everybody on board. Because if you can go to concerts and this shit.
Right.
If you can go to baseball events, if you can go to art galleries, if you can, you know, go to public spaces that people pay to be at.
Right.
In this, that's going to change the game.
Dude, it's changing. It's going to change the world.
If you can, but let me tell you, if you can be in a physical space and then also have a subspace of that space be a meta space.
Right.
At the same time.
Right.
So like you can be in the room chilling and then you put on your glasses and press a button and then you're like, yo, bro, I'm sitting over here. And your boy comes over and you're actually in the cafe.
Right.
And your boy is just chilling next to you.
Right, dude. And you're not, the only way you'll be able to tell walking around is if you have the glasses on. You'll be able to see like
that's like Free Guy. You seen Free Guy?
I've seen scenes. I haven't seen the movie.
So good.
I heard it's really good.
It actually is. It stays in its lane.
I heard exactly. Like it's kind of dumb, but it's like it fits the movie perfectly.
It fits the movie perfectly.
Yeah. But so their main example of this, right? And this shit excites the fuck out of me. So we're getting passionate.
This is what I want. This is what I want.
I love this tech shit.
Plug me in.
So their example was, all right, all the people are still going to want the in-person experience, and it's not going to get taken away from them. So you go to a soccer game, right? Global soccer game, FIFA World Champ. 100,000 people are in the stands. Now you can sell to 6 billion people around the world to be there virtually. Those ticket sales?
Skyrocket.
This is the whole economy will shoot the fuck up.
Yeah.
Everything will fucking get better.
Because COVID shut everything out because you can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
But aside from like going to restaurants to eat, I mean, you can go to bars and just have your own liquor.
Right.
It's like chill. Imagine your boy goes to the bar and you're sick. You can't go, but you want to drink. You're an alcoholic.
Yeah.
So you're like, you're just fucking cold as shit. And you go in your chair and you have yourself a beer and you just meet him in there.
Right.
He has his glasses on and somebody can be sitting in that seat and you're like talking to him. He's like, bro, what are you talking to? Like, no, I'm in the metaverse.
You're like, yo, I'm in this.
And he's like, oh shit, my bad, bro. I thought you were talking to me.
Right.
You know?
So wait.
That's dope.
But people, you think people would have to like sit in like sections in order to be in like the metaverse? Because you could just be at a bar and the person right next to you be actually with someone and confuse the fuck out of everyone.
Well,
you know?
At that point, you just converse with them and be like, yo, I'm in the metaverse. I'm not talking to you right now. I think, and that's like having a phone conversation. At that point, it's going to be so normal. People will be like, oh, you're talking to me? No? Okay, fine.
Right.
There's probably going to be signs like in your glasses, like reflective.
Yeah,
so
right.
I can see the person, but on the outside, you see, I am not talking to you. Right. I am logged in right now.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm so excited, dude.
I'm going to be 80 fucking 20-year-old bitches in the metaverse.
Oh, hell yeah. What? I'm going to be a pimp in the metaverse.
Bro, I'm going to be pimping hoes.
Yeah.
There's going to be a dick attachment. Dude, and
they're going to have a bodysuit.
They're going to have all this kind of shit, bro. And like,
I'm going to be eating raw meat at 80 years old in my fucking metaverse. I'm going
to
be in.
Imagine that's the secret.
Right?
You just live to be 200. Why? I just eat raw meat.
Eat raw meat and you play in the virtual road. It's probably going to get really obese.
But it's a big sacrifice because food at that point sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
You do not enjoy it. And you're not salting your meat. You're
the
eating
the public
raw.
World is going to be so much different. Like, how many people are really going to go out when you can do everything from home? Everything.
Well, I feel
down
like.
To fucking. Like, you can fuck someone virtually. You both are just wearing equipment. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, you could do anything virtually, man.
Yeah.
Like, you can bowl virtually. Like, yeah. You go to a bowling alley and you're physically doing the bowling and you're on the same screen.
Right.
But they're home doing virtual bowling.
Right, right. And you know, this is going to come with like the freaky shit where this is my own conspiracy theory. No one's talked about this yet, but you're going to be able to keep maybe memories or things you can like record or something.
Yeah.
Stuff you can go back to. People you're no longer with. You go there in the virtual reality and you're right. with them now. Like, right. That'll fuck people up.
Like imagine you go bowling with your boy and a couple of years later he dies, but you recorded that.
Right.
So you can go back to that and you can relive entire moment.
Keep bowling. Just keep doing it with him. And he just, yeah, same shit.
Like, the same interaction.
That'd be that's fucking cool. Yeah.
I've always told you, I'm game for this. This is what I've wanted. This is what I've been waiting for. Right. Sign. I'm the first one. Dude, if they're like, you have to implant a chip into your brain first. I'm like, all right, I'm the first in line.
Right.
I'm the first shelling out money for that.
Yeah.
Do you have VR?
No, I was actually just going to look at it. So
I love VR.
We should buy VR, dude. Look at this. Mad cheap.
I mean, a VR headset, how much does it cost for?
It's like $100 for them.
Look it up. Look up Gear VR.
Oh, and it's really hard to look at.
Yeah, I know.
While doing this,
yeah, you have to do it.
It's delayed. Sorry for the audience. We're scrolling the computer.
Oh, they can't see?
Well, the listeners won't be able to tell what we're doing. So we're looking at the Oculus website right now on this whole.
Oh, this is games.
MetaQuest shit. But yeah, so this is just the game shit they have. Yeah. They don't sell. They don't have.
Yeah, they do. They yet. Definitely do.
Headset?
Rift S Quest 2, the top two. Quest 2. Quest 2.
Just brought me up here.
What's that? No, it's reloading. Because this is I think there's two. There's a portable one and there's a one that you plug in.
Okay, this is it. 5,000 reviews and it's 5 stars. Oh, I'll just hit buy now.
Let's see how much it costs.
$300 and $400. Not bad.
Look at the other one. Look at the Rift S.
Rift S.
I wonder. Oh, this is the independent unit.
Yep. Okay.
So this is all in one. You don't need a computer for this. You can just play this. And it's its own.
There is the thing, though, where, like, so in a lot of them, you're not supposed to move.
There's
things where, like, you have a joystick to move, and a lot of people make the mistake of moving. So if I would probably try to either, like, sit down somewhere or close up myself off in a room, move all the shit on the floor. But that's the one thing that I always see online is everyone fucking falling, running into walls and shit.
Yeah, because the thing is, and it's a lot of older people that I've done VR plenty of time. Have you ever played it?
I've done it a few times. Me and Jake actually have a video, which maybe I'll throw in the pod right now.
Okay.
Maybe.
Is it funny?
Right in the second. It's probably going to be hard to find. But yeah, he was boxing. And there's this VR place down the street, actually. Well, in Wyndham, but there's this VR thing you can go to.
Yeah.
And he was boxing this dude, and he was running around the ring, and the dude fell on the ground, and he, like, sprinted up to him and tried booting him in the face. Like, it was a real fight.
In real life?
And he just punted the wall wicked hard. I was like, oh, my God.
Jake did that?
Yeah, Jake did that.
Dude, what the fuck,
mad funny.
They're like, bro, what the fuck are you doing?
If I can't find it, though, I might just keep that story in because
it might have been a little while ago.
I like that. Fuck, come on.
Robbie has the full, he has like the original one that you plug into the computer.
Okay.
Which is fine, but it turns out that you don't need a powerful computer to run VR. You really don't.
No.
They can do it independently, which is why this one's selling way more.
I think I was going to say this one, you don't need a computer at all, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this one.
Yeah.
The Rift S might be different. I think that's just the one that you buy. It's $100.
So okay. Like yeah, maybe one. I should look at that one right after this then. All right. I probably don't have the video for it. That's upsetting. So
that's
I'll just keep the story in, but it was fucking so funny. Video.
That is hilarious.
I do want to peek at the Rift S just to see if that's anything.
Go to the bottom. Yeah.
Where was it? It's hard to see.
You got it. It just takes a minute.
No longer available.
What is it? Hold on. Go down.
No longer available.
All in one. So it wasn't all. Oh, no. This isn't a all in one.
Yeah. I think they probably just had it selling separately, but I think they're just making the Quest 2 because they probably had too many issues with it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I want
that was our tech sci-fi shit, but I do kind of want to stay on it. So in a part of the metaverse, we have...
You want to go buy one today? I have a Best Buy credit card.
I mean, we can.
To be honest, I won't.
to be
completely honest with you.
I mean, I could. I got to buy my dad dinner tomorrow.
No, so I'm not saying you. I'm not saying for you. I'm saying I might buy one.
Okay, yeah.
If you guys enable me the right way.
I mean, I'll play. Come back and play for a little bit.
I'll bring it.
Have you heard of Engineered Arts? It's a company in the United Kingdom.
No.
Bro.
Are this like
the MIT robots? So this is what I thought.
You sent me the link of this, right? You sent me this on Instagram?
This is what I thought. So I thought this shit was fake.
This bitch is creepy, dude.
Dude, when we look at the – there's got to be a video gallery.
Oh, I've seen it, yeah.
When we fucking look at some of this shit, it scares the fucking shit out of me. We are all going to die.
Post it on Vimeo. That's old school. I don't even know if Vimeo was still up. Put all these robots on kill mode.
Look at that shit.
Well, interesting.
And the other ones, they can like have conversations with you. I think this one, they're just like programming to see like emotions.
Yeah, this is just like human emotion. That's all this is.
Why do humans need to
pushing
emotion to a robot?
Bro, did you know that we just learned how to fly in the early 1900s? I think it was like 1902.
Yes, the Wright brothers.
The Wright brothers.
Yeah.
1902. 100 years later, we got motherfuckers in space.
Yeah. Yeah.
In 100 years, we went from just getting off the ground.
Right.
To going to motherfucking space.
And to think there was like points where there's 1,000 years of like stone, steel.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Iron, gold. But then it's just 100 years and we're fucking, we got rockets, dude.
What changed carbon the game, material. What changed the game is we invented this platform, which is computers. We invented this platform where we have infinite capability, because with our hands, we have a very finite capability.
Right.
We have very finite influence. But on the computer, with through programming, it's infinite.
Right, right.
And bro,
yeah,
this is amazing.
I mean,
through technology.
They're talking about it, and scientists and psychologists have been talking about it for years now, but you can essentially put a number to everything. Sorry, I didn't know they were going to talk so fast. You can essentially put a number to everything. So they're saying like love. You can assign a number pattern and variables to everything, to something like love, to how it makes someone feel. It's just as soon as they figure it out, they can put it in a robot. Mm-hmm. But they got to figure it out. That's hard.
I'm not really worried about this whole robot thing. I'm going to be honest with you, because that's the whole point of having a robot, is that we have control over them.
Right.
And humans are so distrustful of this kind of stuff that we're going to have fail safes. I'm not worried about this robot apocalypse. I don't give a shit about this. This isn't impressive to me.
Yeah. I thought they were just talking.
I don't care about
fucking
this.
Singing some shit. Well, either way, there was just one of them where they were like saying something and in the sentence and they were just like talking to the person and he said something and it just like turned and looked at him. I was like, whoa, not a big fan of that. But yeah, man, engineered arts got fucking real life robots now. I don't know.
Will you fuck one of these robot hoes?
Never say never.
Bro. Realistic pussy, bro. Self-lubricating technology. The more you fuck, the wetter she gets. Son. All right?
No. I can't nut.
you're like, you don't even know what to say to that.
Yeah, well, I was trying to hit the nut button while you were saying that, but it just kind of kept going off. So I guess it's not working. No. Watch, she's just blaring that wicked loud.
Who knows? Yeah, but we can't hear it.
Oh, that's weird.
Okay.
Yeah, so
would you fuck these robot hoes?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Like I said, never say never.
But you just said no.
But if I see one in 50 years and it looks like fucking
50, huh? 50 after you have a wife and kids, 50, huh? Dude?
Well, I'm thinking, I don't know.
Fucked.
Maybe I might need a robot one at 50 years, but I feel like I'm going to go for a human until then, you know? But no, I'd say I'm going to lead with no. What about you?
I fuck these robot hoes,
bro. Yeah.
I fuck that robot.
Would you wife up a robot hoe?
No, I'll keep her in my closet, though.
That's offensive.
Who cares?
You're robophobic.
Robot sexual.
Robosexual?
That's true.
Robophobic.
Robophobic. And
there's going to be fucking laws against robots, you know?
No, there's not, dude. Because like I said, ultimately what makes a robot is the fact that we have control. Artificial intelligence only goes so far. Even if we were like, I don't think it's ever going to get to the point that we think it's going to get to.
I don't think it's ever going to get to. I am not going to lie. I don't think we're smart enough to make artificial intelligence. Because the second that we are, it is going to be fucked. But it just depends on whoever has it, you know?
I agree. We're not smart enough to get to the point that it's going to be that dangerous.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll ever reach that point.
I don't think we're smart enough to make a self-evolving anything. You know what I mean? Like when it comes to like when it comes to like a microchip in a brain, like I feel like you, if it's wiring and shit like that, it's gonna be difficult to make that self evolve. So we'll probably get there to 1,000.
There's always gonna be limitations, and I'm gonna maintain the fact that the limitations will always be too powerful.
Yeah,
and they'll always contain that AI conspiracy. I don't think it's ever gonna happen.
You should read that book, Superintelligence. It's mad fun, just going through all the theories that they have.
Oh, is that what it is? Just theories?
It just breaks down what all the possibilities could happen, and it doesn't say like any of it could be true because it always is the bottom line. Like it's always gonna be man-made error. If it ever comes to it, and humans just will not come get to that point.
Because ultimately, this artificial intelligence we're building, it's not so easy to build something organic. I mean, it's responding. It's code responding to code. It's if X happens, Y happens. So
yeah,
that limitation I don't think we'll ever be. But who knows? And if it happens, it'll be after I'm dead, and I don't give a shit anyway. So
we do you want to anal? Because I think your laundry's done. It was about an hour ago.
All right, yeah, let's anal.
It takes an hour.
Let's anal. I'll show him the shit I've been watching. He'll be like, "Dude, this is fucked."
Yeah, he'll probably like it.
Do you think Jake will be surprised by anything? I don't think you can show Jake anything to be like, other than maybe hentai. He didn't like watching that.
Yeah, I guess something like porn related. Like if you showed him like. Dude fucking another dude, he'd probably be like, okay, chill.
Yeah, like, I'm not down to watch this. Yeah, yeah, that's
like,
true.
I'm cool.
That's fair.
But otherwise, you're right. Like, you could show him someone getting decapitated, and he's like, ah.
Yeah, yeah, he'll laugh. And he'll be like, word. Yeah, seriously.
All right, do I have anything dumb?
Jake's a fucking beast.
Amber Heard's a cunt. That's not...
okay.
Booster rash, car driving in the same lane. Yeah, that was pretty interesting. Bel Air, regular... Okay, yeah, we can do this one. We'll end with something stupid, right? So we're going to rank Marvel characters like we did the theme songs. We're going to say Fox or sucks. Remember when we were like, Fox, like the Fresh Prince? Fox, you know what I mean?
All right. That was a while ago.
Right?
Cool.
Bringing it back.
Bringing it back.
Fox and sucks.
We're going Fox and sucks.
A funny name for a game. But...
For a game. Fox and two guys hanging out in the apartment. Fox and sucks.
Fox and sucks.
What were you guys doing over the weekend? Fox and sucks,
we're
baby.
Playing Fox and sucks, actually. Yeah. Me and my buddy Ruben.
You and another guy alone in an apartment? Yeah.
Fucking and sucking.
Fucking and sucking. Okay.
All right. Hulk. Fox. I go Fox.
Sucks, dude.
You don't like the Hulk? Woo. Okay. Iron Man. Fox.
Fox. Big time Fox.
Wanda. Fox. What is her name? Scarlet Witch. I couldn't think of it.
Scarlet Witch, yeah.
I
was like, I think it was Wanda.
Hawkeye. Sucks.
Sucks. Sorry. At least this version, the comic version, was dope.
Yeah, yeah. Ronan was dope. I really wish they did more than that fucking...
He only had like 20 minutes.
That's what I mean. If they went more on that, especially in the Hawkeye series, that would have been great.
They played it up so hard.
They did.
For it not to be anything.
Yeah. Natasha Romanoff.
Sucks. I don't care.
I'm on the fence.
I mean, she's a beast of a spy. Like,
she fucks
the pinnacle of a woman spy.
Yeah, she fucks shit up. She definitely fucks shit up, but she kind of sucks.
But she kind of sucks. Compared...
Like, Captain Marvel fucks.
Compared to the other Avengers, sucks.
Captain Marvel? Okay. All right.
I think she's powerful. I was like, she didn't do much for me, though.
Okay, yeah. I hope they do more with her, too. Yeah.
I think they will, but...
What other fucking superheroes are there? Spider-Man. Fox.
Big time Fox.
Fox, right?
He's number one right now.
Fox.
Number
so
one
hard.
Spider-Man.
I think Doctor Strange goes without saying.
How about Samuel L. Jackson in the movie?
What's his Nick name? Fury?
Nick Fury.
Fox, dude. So Fox.
Fox like he's a so mother. Cool.
Yeah.
He's so cool.
He Fox.
Big time Fox.
Let's go Thor.
Fox.
Fox, yeah. I'm going Fox.
Thanos? Fucks.
He fucks.
He was a good villain.
He's a good villain.
He was a great villain.
Great villain.
Because they played him. He was all powerful.
I like Ultron, dude. I'm not going to lie. Ultron was... He was a good villain to be.
He was good for one movie, but that's all they had him around for.
Well, yeah. Yeah. That's a good point,
and then he eventually
I guess.
Became Vision. Yeah. Or no, Vision came from that.
Yeah. I don't know. The character of Ultron, I thought, was just well done. I thought they played a good, like, sinister... Like, oh, I'm trying to save the world. And at the end, he's like, I'm going to fucking kill all of you. What do you mean?
But like, that was him saving the world. He's like,
right, I'm going to turn a metal. Yeah.
Like, you guys, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But
I'm going to create a race that's going to be amazing.
Wolverine. Fox. And no, the X-Men, you're going to start going off. You're going to be like, okay, I don't know.
He fucks. He's the fuckiest of the X-Men.
He's the fuckiest. Magneto. I'm going Fox again.
He's pretty dope. He
fucking throws trains and shit.
He's a dope ass. Really fucking played him up.
You know what, man? We're going to go with Professor X, and I'm going to say sucks, man.
By Logan? Logan, right?
Well, the Logan Professor X was kind of cool, actually. I liked that one. But really? In the movies, he wasn't...
He just fucking dies.
Dude, he's not that strong in the movies. And in the games and comics, he is so fucking good. Like... I hate how weak they made him in all the movies.
That's what I'm saying.
They made him like a mentor. So in the movies, he sucks. That's my opinion. In the
movies, he sucks. I'll marry that.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
What about the ice dude? What's his name? Iceman? He's an X-Men.
Iceman?
Is that his name?
That better not be his fucking name. Sub-Zero?
Well, sure.
That's
but the X-Men version.
Mortal Kombat.
Well, there is that's one in Mortal the X-Men Kombat. Movies, though. Yeah. I just don't know his name. but sucks. That guy sucks. You're not fucking with him?
Quicksilver. Is it
Quicksilver? Fucks, dude.
Fucks,
the fast fucking...
Fucks,
he fucks.
He's really dope.
Yeah.
He's really dope. Because the way they made those scenes in the original X-Men, I mean, they still hold up to this day.
Yeah, facts.
When he's running through the mansion, saving all the kids, throwing them out the windows.
Facts.
Amazing scene.
Rogue. Do you remember her?
Oh, the bitch?
Mega Fox. Rogue.
Mega Fox. She's hot.
She steals people's powers and can kill them just by... tapping him, so like she's fucking
she's
super strong.
Oh,
dude.
Oh yeah.
She dies pretty early in the movies.
Does she really?
Yeah, she dies in like the second or third one. The old ones.
How about the teleporting guy?
Night
elf or some shit like that.
Nightcrawler.
He's dope. He fucks.
He can fuck. The movies made him kind of a pussy too, but
I kind of liked his character.
You kind of liked well the older one, right? Because like the younger version of him in the movies, mm-hmm. he's a fucking loser.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But all the younger ones kind of suck, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What's his name? Fantastic Four dude.
Mr.
I want to say Fantastic for some reason.
I was going to say Mr. Incredible. Is
that Incredible? We're both like... Reed Richards. That's his name. I just don't know his superhero name for some reason. But
oh, dude.
The stretchy dude.
I can't get over it. I was going to say Elastigirl is not Elastigirl.
Dude, what's his fucking name?
Right? Is it Mr. Fantastic? Why does that sound like something to me?
I actually didn't hate him because
I was going to say Fox.
I was into the Fantastic Four comics.
Yeah.
And he was like super intelligent.
I kind of liked those movies, dude.
The movies weren't bad.
I fucked with the first one at least. The first Silver Surfer one was weird. But
I actually didn't. I kind of liked that one though.
I don't remember it that much, but I feel like I didn't have
a... The Torch, love that character.
Yeah.
Flame on.
It's funny, Johnny fucking... Storm in that movie is played by Chris Evans, who's Captain America.
Oh, is it really?
Yep.
Yeah. Shut the
He flipped on the Marvel. That's an alternate reality version.
Yeah. Imagine they make a canon, dude. He meets himself. He's like, you're me. He's like, what the fuck? He's like, what powers do you have? I'm just strong.
Yeah.
He's like, you can make fire? He's like, yeah, dude. That'd be sick.
That'd be a weird spinoff.
That'd be really dope.
That'd be weird because one is like really patriotic and like a down-to-earth dude, and in the movie the other one was like kind of like a wise ass, like he was like a player,
yeah, he was like
almost
a skater boy,
right?
You know, the Thing, I thought he was kind of cool.
See, I like that
powers
shit in the movies.
Ass, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'd hate to be that thing.
Yeah, just rock. What's your power? Rocks.
Yeah.
Well, you can shoot rocks. No, you can control rocks. Nope.
And he can't like turn it off.
So like,
he's
what
just
is
always,
it? I'm rocks.
Yeah, I'm a pile of boulders.
And they're like, so can you shoot them? No.
Yeah.
Can you jump high?
Doesn't fuck.
Arguably.
He sucks.
But he fucks that blind chick and she's hot in the movie.
Yeah.
That scene, I'll remember that scene for some reason.
Invisible Woman fucks.
Doesn't she have like another power? Like she's like kind of telekinetic as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she fucks.
Yeah. She has all that shit. Yeah.
If she's just invisible, ass.
Yeah. I think that's just what they called her.
So but she has like telekinesis powers.
Too. Right. Yeah. Right. And she can fly and shit. So
yeah. She's cool. I liked her. She was cool.
I do think the stretchy dude would, I think he fucks, but
what's
I don't mean
fucking
like.
Fucking name, dude.
I don't know, dude. I really can't think
Mr. Fantastic? Mr. Fantastic?
Why does that sound like it?
What does that sound like?
Doesn't that sound right?
Fuck, I gotta figure it out. Well, let's just see it.
The people listening that know it, they're gonna be like, you stupid mother.
Yeah, seriously.
It's totally Mr. Fantastic for some reason, right? Like, why would that be his name, though?
I just see Reed Richards. Fuck.
Oh, dude, I forgot. Victor Von Doom. Fucks, bro.
Who the fuck is
He's
that?
He's the villain. He's the fucking the MF Doom mask with the lightning bolts.
Don't they, like, Star Wars him in, like, concrete at the end? Like, they yes. can't kill him, right?
Yeah. He Fox. He was. I liked him as a villain before all
bro,
the
bro, it's ones. Mr. Fantastic.
Why?
It is Mr. Fantastic.
Where did that come from?
That's his name. And we're both like, that name is so bad.
Like, there's no way.
It can't be it, dude. It's Mr. Fantastic. It can't be that bad. Dude. It's that bad, dude.
Damn. But his name's Reed Richards. Where did that come from?
Why is Reed Richards called Mr. Fantastic?
Dude, you know in the comics, Reed Richards kills Kang the Conqueror because of how fucking smart he is?
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, I liked Reed Richards in the comics. For some reason, I read the comics and they were fucking good.
Yeah,
dude,
he's a genius. You know, he has a council of he's all like, the multiverse versions of himself, like fucking
so
Rick
does. So he's like Rick, dude?
Well, that was
I didn't know
in
that.
The 70s, though, so.
That's it.
Rick and Morty stole that shit, but.
That really? They stole it from him?
Yeah, that was
probably.
The first. That was
I didn't know
decades
that.
Ago.
And like, Tony Stark is supposed to be the genius, but. Reed Richards. Yeah. They probably can't introduce his character because he's so intelligent. He'll just
right.
break the universe.
And I mean, they were saying they were going to use fucking, what's his name? The dude from The Office. I always forget his name.
Jim Halpert.
Yes. John something.
Krasinski. John Krasinski.
Krasinski.
He's actually really good in Quiet Place.
Yeah, that's so, a phenomenal
that
movie.
That was a great,
great movie.
That actually reinvented the horror
yeah.
like, genre for me.
That silent shit, I was like, okay, this is how you do it. No
yeah.
music. I was like, oh.
Dude, suspenseful. I was actually watching this clip. Now we're going to change topics.
We're going off.
We're going off now. But there's this clip where in the beginning of the movie, the little girl's walking through a grocery store and every aisle is empty except for the chip aisle.
Right.
Because chips are too fucking loud. You can't open them. You can't eat them without being loud. You bite into them, crunch,
can't
crunch,
do anything
crunch.
With chips.
You can't eat nothing, dude.
Can't even look at them sometimes.
Can't even look at them.
They'll just tilt over and...
Kind of crazy that whole movie, like everything is soundproof.
Yeah, it's great. I love like the That's concept of that movie. Though. Like it really makes you like you're sweating during the movie. Mm-hmm. You're like
they don't even talk. They're sign language.
Yeah, smart.
Like, in your own house, imagine your own house. You can't make a sound.
You know they really did that in real life because they're like husband and wife. So
oh, Emily that was Blunt, his wife in real
and,
life. Huh?
Yeah, they did both. Yeah, they've I've, learned sign language in real life and shit.
And then so. The actress that was deaf, she was actually deaf. The little girl.
I don't know. I don't
she,
know
no,
if that's
is.
Really
I,
their kids, but...
That's not their kid.
Okay,
but
she was actually deaf?
She's a deaf actor.
No shit, yeah. So that's probably why they learned
yeah.
it then.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they both actually did. I was like, oh, good for them.
Yeah, that's actually one of my favorite parts of the movie is they actually use a deaf actress, which is great. That being said, have you seen number two? Is it out yet? Because number two, he's dead. So
yeah.
I don't know how they're going to continue it. The wife better
Did
be
you
better.
Not see it?
I haven't seen it.
No. I saw like the beginning of it and I passed out or something. I don't remember
you don't
past
like
the
it?
Beginning, but it was great. It fucking started.
What the fuck? I watched it and I passed out, man. Oh, did
yeah.
it suck? No, it was amazing.
No, it was great. I just
I was just so tired.
I was fucking beat. Right, I don't remember when, but I feel like I was with my ex when that came out, to be honest. That was a little while ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago. Yeah. I haven't seen it yet though.
Yeah. Anyone else for Fucks and Sucks? Batman.
Sucks.
He's dude.
The biggest suck
he's
in
such
the
a
world.
Pussy.
People are like Batman sucks.
He's a
the
pussy.
Joker sucks.
Superman.
There sucks.
Sucks.
Sucks, dude.
The Joker, I think, fucks because of the movies.
Because of the actor.
Exactly.
Because of the actor.
But he kind of sucks, right?
Sucks.
Yeah.
The best Batman villain, the best Batman character, in my opinion, is Catwoman. She has the most depth out of anybody because she flips sides a million times.
Yeah,
I like her.
I like that she's kind of like.
And then
ignorant.
When she's in,
I like Bane, dude.
Is it Catwoman or Batwoman? I think both, right?
There's
Catwoman
a Catwoman and a Batgirl. There's two different ones.
Like the anti-hero Catwoman.
That's Catwoman, yeah.
That's
the
also
anti-heroes.
In Spider-Man.
That's a
that
different
version.
One, I think.
That's a different version?
Yes.
Okay. She was hot.
Yes.
I love Catwoman and Spider-Man.
Yeah.
She was so cool.
Who was that?
I don't remember.
I don't either.
She was with Tobey Maguire.
That was a while
right?
ago. Yeah,
yeah,
that was a while ago.
That was great. Some
yeah.
other bitch. I got bit by a cat.
Venom. Fox.
Fox.
My opinion.
Oh, but you know who fucks more than Venom?
Who?
Carnage.
I haven't seen it.
But the comics, though.
Oh.
You've read the Carnage comics, right?
Not my. I actually wasn't
You're
huge
You're not
on,
into the Carnage
well,
comics?
Well, I wasn't huge on the Venom shit when
He's
I was young.
So dope.
But
bro.
I love him now. Venom's
Dude,
dope as fuck.
I don't know why I read these comics when I was a kid, but I did. Carnage and Venom fought each other and then teamed up and then fought each other and like they were so cool, dude.
Yeah, they show up in the Deadpool comics, but I know well Carnage does, I think, but yeah it's not for long, so
yeah
they were cool, like they were fucking badass
really cool.
together.
Carnage was kind of like Deadpool. He had a very similar character.
I remember there was like a Rage or something, or like
a Berserker character,
right? There was some different one besides Venom and Carnage in the comics that I do remember reading that was badass, but
it's not Carnage. Green Lantern.
No, I don't remember what it
was.
Oh,
that's a different universe.
Is that DC? League. I don't
that's
remember.
DC. Yeah. That's Superman. Hmm. But Green Lantern is my favorite DC character.
Yeah. Lex Luthor sucks.
Sucks.
Rich pussy. Half these fucking DC characters are rich pussies, dude.
He looks like fucking Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Big sucks.
Who else? We did fucks and sex for a while. That was a nice wrap up. I want to finish on a good one though, something that's like not often mentioned. Mm. Mystique. I'm going with Fox.
I don't remember much.
X-Men, she can turn into anyone, any character, any mutant, any anything.
Yeah, she big time Fox.
Big time Fox for me.
She might Fox. That's not even a question.
The old school one from the movies and the new one with Jennifer Lawrence, they both actually fuck for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really, they're not really other good ones, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know.
Deadpool fucks for me.
Deadpool mega fucks. Mega Deadpool fucks. Really fucking cool.
Really fucks.
Great character. Love it.
Do you fuck with Cable from the Deadpool movie?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah?
I haven't read his comic, but he's a dope.
I don't know who he is.
Deadpool.
I'm not really familiar with Cable.
I liked his backstory. I liked his character.
Yeah.
And at the end, he still fucking hates him.
Yeah.
Hates Deadpool. But they kind of team up. He's like...
Lady Wolverine is one that's... They're not probably not going to introduce for a while, but...
That's a little girl, right?
The little girl is more badass, I think, than Lady Wolverine, but... It was a different version in the comics, but the little girl, I have that comic. She is fucking savage.
Oh, she's a different Wolverine?
Yeah, well, Lady Wolverine is. They have no relation to Wolverine. She's just like, it happened to a woman type of thing.
Okay.
But she murders people because she couldn't get in the war in the comics, so she... Yeah, she does some fucked up shit.
She just kills people?
She just murders people.
Okay.
For the good team, you know.
She's a vigilante.
The little girl... version that comic she mm-hmm. kills kids. She's dark, dude.
She's not good in the comic.
I don't know if they're good kids. They might be evil ones, but I didn't expect them to murder them. I thought they would just be like, oh no, we'll trap them and we'll change them on our side at some point.
But
no.
She doesn't do that in the movies though.
No,
in the movies, well, she's good.
Yeah, but in the movie she does murder people.
Oh,
she rips people
she rips
apart
people to shreds, dude. She like beheads people, doesn't she?
Yes. Yeah. You want to get out of here?
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Brutal View.
Episode 77. All right, what should I go with? Touch my podcast through the fence, The Brutal View episode.
Or Curvin Skeets.
Curvin Skeets. Because we've gone aggressive. We have plenty aggressive episode names.
Yeah. They're both equal footing for me. You can pick.
Ah, you're going to leave it up to me?
Yeah, you can totally pick.
Shit. I'm sure they'll see it.
And the people watching this, if anyone gets to this point, come on. We know which one you picked.
Yeah.
We know which one you picked.
603-922-4074. Hit us up.
If you have cancer,
If you eat raw meat.
If you eat raw meat.
If you fuck robots.
If you're the guy that eats raw meat and you just so happen to watch this,
yeah.
let's talk.
All the things we've mentioned, if you partake in any way or have an opinion on it, Tell us.
Let us know. If you're a man that eats other men,
tell us.
I was gonna say that's pretty normal. You don't really have to tell us, but yeah, tell us.
Tell us.
That's cool.
Yeah. Like, hey, I ate a guy's ass once and I liked it. Tell us.
I'm interested in that story. Yeah, tell me more.
How'd you find out?
Dingleberries or no?
Yeah. Oh, because wouldn't the balls be on your chin? You have any idea how dumb you girls eat guys' ass.
Yeah, they do. I don't watch those videos. They don't do anything for me.
No.
I've seen them.
We're definitely rolling credits right now. All right, that's been that ending on it.